I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
An old cliche, you only have one chance at a first impression. That's why they call it a first impression, right? So on dating apps, you better like make that first impression really, really solid if you want to date. And as Abby has told us here now time and time again on Hinge, the voice prompts that dudes are listening are posting are just really, really bad.
Hinge truly is the eighth layer of hell. And any single girl or guy who's ever been on there for longer than 5 seconds will know it is the wild, wild west. People will do just about anything to show off their personalities and try and get your attention through these voice prompts. So essentially, you'll be scrolling through these different profiles. You'll see some pictures of some guys. You'll be like, this guy looks normal. And then you press play and you're like, ugh. So I've decided I'm going to go on a tour day, Burt Show affiliates, and change my location to different locations.
All right, so today we're going to be focusing on what city?
We're going to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Chattanooga. All right, so if you are listening on 103.7 Kiss FM in Chattanooga, you're about to get railed on.
No, just these particular dudes on Hinge who have really cringeworthy voice prompts.
We have had dozens of callers on this show over the years that have said that they finally bagged a date with the guy that was really, really great looking, and what he did wrong on that first date was talk. Some of you need to know that you're so good looking that this voice prompt thing is not necessary.
No, I mean, I love a good voice. Like, sometimes someone can have a sexy voice and it can totally turn you in the right direction, but it depends on what you're saying. And one thing that I learned about the guys from Chatty Chattanooga is that they love their food. They love their food.
So I'm not completely sure if everyone's seen the cubic rules of food, but it basically boils down to the one main point of contention that Pop-Tarts are, in fact, ravioli.
Yeah. So you get to learn all about the different types of food rules on Hinge.
We actually had this argument on the show.
Sounds familiar.
I also learned while listening on these voice prompts that these guys like to multitask. And I noticed this when I was listening to a guy talk about his epic date fail. And I was like, I think he's peeing while recording this.
So my biggest date fail was actually a hike that I planned. Should have checked the weather. I totally forgot. And anyways, we got halfway up the hill or the hike, and then it started raining. So we figured we saw enough, we would just turn back. But before we knew it, the trail we were on turned into a river. Rocks started to fall. She fell a few times. I fell a few times. It was bad. Top 10 worst dates ever.
There was a dude in Chattanooga that thought it was a good idea to record this while he was peeing.
Yep. That is a slow trickle. I feel like that's a fish tank.
It sounds like a fish tank to me, too.
It was pretty slow trickle.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was like, or one of those indoor, like, watering, self-watering planters. I would be concerned. That sounded like molasses.
Hey, not everybody sounds like a fire hose.
Prostate check, man.
That's what I was about to say. You need to DM them and be like, you might want to get your prostate check, my dude. So not only are
that's a big old pickup line probably on Hinge. Hey, can I check your prostate? It sounds like you're being too slow.
Yeah, so girls in Chattanooga, if you see that guy, that's your, we just laid that out for you. That's how you can talk to this guy. But not only are they passionate about food, but they're also very competitive.
Okay, so when I was in middle school, I was on a dodgeball team at the beach, and my buddy's dad named the dodgeball team, and we were the salad tossers. So I was running around telling the other teams that I was going to toss their salad the whole time. So fast forward to high school, I'm in a computer class, and we have to have groups. We make this big-ass sign, and it says salad tossers, and it's got smiley faces all over. I think it's hilarious. Well, comes to find out that I get in a bunch of trouble because of what salad tossing really means, and I had to tell the entire class.
He had no idea.
I think he did know, but then he had to tell everybody, and he said he was like, what, in eighth grade? What it meant after he told everybody that he was going to toss their salad.
It wasn't Little League. It was eighth grade?
It was eighth grade.
Okay, that makes it different.
Yes, it does.
I actually find that story endearing.
He was in the eighth grade.
I still find it endearing. You know, that guy was actually kind of cute, too. I thought about swiping right. And I also love how theatrical they are. So this guy decided he wanted to play out one of his favorite scenes from one of his favorite movies.
No. Ron, no. What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. No, you can't. There must be another way. Harry, it's you who have to go on. I know it. Not me. Not Hermione. You.
That's pretty damn good, eh? That's pretty funny.
That is, if you don't know what that is, that's the scene in Harry Potter where they reach the giant life-size chessboard, and the acting in it is just such a joke. It's a meep. Like, he did it spot on.
That's so good.
You would get a date out of me for that.
You have to be a Harry Potter fan to get it, 100%.
Okay. But it also got kind of popular on TikTok. People were like repeating it, making fun of it. Now, the last thing I want to share is the musical talents of these men of Chatty Chattanooga, because you might walk into your Target and see the latest CD. Now, that's what I call desperate. You'll hear the latest EDM tracks.
Everybody lose your mind.
We even have something for the country fans.
I need a blue sky over here so I can clear my mind.
That's why he's in Chattanooga and not Nashville.
And if you love Jason Mraz, we have something for you, too.
Oh, you done me. You better felt it. I tried to reach you. You're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks.
Yeah, you did.
Though I'm trying to get back.
No, and don't worry, if you want to repent for your sins, we can take you to church as well.
It is well with my soul.
It's pretty good, actually.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I felt like you took a part of my soul.
I want it back. I would like it back now.
Now that's what I call desperate, in stores now.
So you're telling Chattanooga to do better.
Just a little bit better, please.
Do better, boys. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.